It's an incredible victory and a joyous day for Edie Windsor and for the thousands of loving married same-sex families, including my own and many LGBT Maryland families. It's an important next step as we continue our march towards equality for all.
Personally for you and your family, and I know during the debate on the marriage equality law, you talked a lot about your family in committee hearings and also in floor debate. What does particularly the DOMA decision, what does this mean for your family?
Well, it means that we are absolutely protected equally under the law. I think first of all, I want to say thank you to all the listeners who played such an important role in securing marriage equality in the Free State. We had to first do it in the General Assembly, and then we had to win again at the ballot box. And now, under the Supreme Court's ruling, we can finally fully celebrate this historic victory. And when we passed marriage equality in Maryland, we had about 425 state rights and protections that came along with that marriage certificate. And now with this court ruling, we have 1,000 more federal rights and benefits that come along with the rights and responsibilities of marriage. And so we're not going to have to worry about the case of the plaintiff in this regard, Edith Windsor. When her partner of over 30 years died, she was hit with over a $300,000 tax bill for the value of the estate that became hers, because federal law viewed them as an unmarried couple, viewed them as legal strangers under the law. And now that we will be declared equal under the law, we're not going to be worried about being treated differently when life hits us with our toughest moments. And that's what marriage equality is about, protecting us and our relationships in life's most difficult challenges.
I have to ask this, since you are a potential candidate for governor, how is this issue, what impact is this issue going to have on next year's election? Is this something that's even going to be on voters' minds?
We've moved beyond this as an issue in the voters' minds in Maryland. We voted on it in the General Assembly. The election in 2012 affirmed that decision by the voters themselves, and we're moving on now to tackle other forms of inequality everywhere it exists, whether it be gender discrimination, racial discrimination, economic discrimination. Those are the issues I hear about when I'm running around the state talking to voters about what's on their minds in 2014.
And briefly, the Prop 8 decision, basically, I had one analyst say the Supreme Court punted. He just basically, they said that those who brought the issue to the court didn't have any standing. But ultimately, the impact is it overturns Prop 8. Your reaction to that decision?
It's a great day for Californians in that Governor Brown has already put out a notice today calling on his health department and agencies to get the marriage license up and ready to roll in every jurisdiction in that state. The court could have taken it a step further and affirmatively required marriage equality in every state. I'd say if there's any place that the court went just shy of a full home run, that was one place they could have gone a little further, but I wouldn't call it punting. I think we will take the victory that is at hand, which is allowing marriages in California to move forward. And I think after we're done celebrating all these victories today, it's going to be very important for us to work hard in the 38 other states that don't recognize equality and trying to make sure that we don't end up living in two Americas where some same-sex couples can get married and have full protection under the law, and others living in those other 38 states don't. I think we're going to see a march towards full equality in many more states over the coming months and years ahead, and it's a very exciting time to be living in this nation.